Hello, this is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, here with your weekly insurance news wrap, summarizing the significant industry highlights this past week. Let's jump right in. Our first story comes from Muswellbrook in New South Wales. Recently, the town experienced a series of earthquakes, leading to over 600 insurance claims. Shockingly, more than half of these have been rejected, causing considerable unrest and worry within the community. Insurance companies, supervised by the Insurance Council of Australia, assure they are processing these claims diligently, with expert engineers on board. Disputes over claim rejection are something we have seen before, such as in past quakes in Victoria, complicating the situation further. An underpinning concern here involves insurance policies typically excluding pre-existing damage, often unearthed post-earthquake. It's important to note that the resolution of these claims will be a pivotal point in restoring public trust in insurance companies. Additionally, it will likely influence the future responses to natural disasters. Meanwhile, the adoption of AI in the insurance industry is raising eyebrows and sparking regulatory concerns. Recently, the Insurance Council of Australia expressed concerns regarding what they term a fragmented approach to AI regulations in the industry. Their fear is that disjointed regulations could lead to conflicting requirements, increased compliance burdens, and overall confusion in the industry. They caution that organizations could prematurely include AI details in privacy policies, which might snowball into expensive overhauls when final regulations come into place. Proposed regulations, while crucial for protecting sensitive data, carry a significant implication for the millions of Australians relying on the industry's commitment to effective consumer protections. Speaking of regulations, APIRA's recent survey about the impact of climate change on the insurance industry casts a fresh light on the issue. In their survey, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority found that over 90% of insurers predict climate change will significantly shape their underwriting practices. As we move further into these unmarked territories, clear and strategic risk management becomes a pressing need. These changes imply insurers now have the responsibility of innovating with technology and data to address climate challenges, ensuring sustainable practices. From responding to natural disasters, grappling with AI regulations, to addressing climate risks, insurance companies sure have their work cut out for them. However, at the end of the day, the pillar that supports this complex structure is integrity. A case in point is the case of an insurance claimant who saw denial of compensation due to fraudulent activities in what began as a legitimate theft claim. This reveals a punishing side of the industry. Fraud of any kind will not be tolerated. It sends a clear signal to policyholders that integrity is paramount when lodging insurance claims. That wraps up our weekly insurance news. As we can see, insurance is more than policy numbers and premium quotes. It's about supporting individuals and communities at critical times, striving for transparent and ethical practices, and evolving to meet future challenges. This is Paige Estrotori signing off for Financial Services Online. For more on our services, including personal and business insurance, visit our site at financialservicesonline.com.au. We'll be back next week with another update. Till then, stay informed and stay safe.